So looking more now at the insight from the Housing Ombudsman Service casework, you talk about information not being captured or recorded by landlords, or when it is captured, the information only being part of the story or completely inaccurate. Can you tell us more about this and the impact?
Yes, certainly. So one of the overriding themes that came from our casework was around access, and particularly in relation to residents refusing access. So we saw repeated cases and examples where the resident had informed the landlord that they needed advance notice of any appointment so they could make arrangements to be at home. And we found that this information either just wasn't recorded at all, or it was recorded and disregarded either because there was a poor data culture or it wasn't accessible for the reasons, and sometimes the reasons were unknown. But the direct consequence of that was residents firstly not being able to have their underlying issue resolved, so repair issue, but then also in effect being blamed for that situation. So we saw examples of where this had happened over a repeated period of time. So one gentleman had taken 14 days annual leave in total, so he'd, on separate occasions, and it was unpaid leave as well. And he'd said to the landlord, "I need advance notice and I take these days off as annual leave." And the contractor didn't arrive, and he was informing the landlord, "I waited in again all day. Nobody turned up." And rather than the landlord then scrutinising the information held on that particular record and information that they had about that resident and that repair job, it was just simply recorded as refused access, which then has connotations in itself that it's saying that the resident was then to blame for that situation. And we were really struck that there was no scrutiny or analysis or professional curiosity as to why would the resident be refusing access. It's in their interests to allow this. They're repeatedly saying that they want the appointment. They're telling you the contractor didn't turn up, but you're just simply closing it as a refused access and then booking another appointment. And we saw this repeatedly. It was either refused access and also missed appointments. So examples where residents would say, "I'm only available up until this time." Some lady who had a medical appointment, she said, "I can wait in all day, but I won't be available after 5. And then, of course, lo and behold, the contractor turning up after that time frame and her not being in. And again, it being recorded as a missed appointment or refused access. So that was one of the most common themes that we saw in terms of information not being captured. So not being captured in the first place, and then also then not being scrutinised, analysed, used as insight to look at themes. So what is this theme around our repairs? Why is it taking so many appointments? And why is there an issue with the contractor? Is it something to do with the resident? And do they have additional support needs? And all that was just missing. It was just being reduced to a data entry as refused access. And I touched on before around vulnerabilities, but this was a key area that we saw around the specific information that residents have provided around their particular support needs, and that not being recorded, shared, and acted on. And we have a case study within the report around the resident with her adapted bathroom needs. And she didn't get the modifications that she needed for her bathroom for nearly 14 months. And this was fundamentally because of poor knowledge and information management. And so she was flagging the concern. She said exactly what she needed, and operatives were coming out but doing partial repairs. She was informing the landlord that there were still issues, it just wasn't joined up. So the landlord wasn't taking all these reports from her and looking at what the contractor had done and seeing, okay, what's outstanding here. So I think this example is one of the clearest ones in terms of that human impact, because whilst it's easy to think, well, it's about record keeping, and dismiss it in those terms. When you read some of the case studies, in particular this one regarding Mrs. P and the essential repairs that she needed, it really does show you the effect that this does have both on the resident and on the organisation as well.